Everybody going back into the light today, or the next of the 12th hour, Park College Shadow Church, the congregation on top of the 12th hour, Little York, Texas. Today is December 9, 2017, it was Tuesday, 2021, with a short of third service on this Sabbath day of the song entitled, The Stranger of Galilee. Enthusiastic of the shore one day, of the beautiful marine sea, I saw the great crowds as they thronged away, of the stranger of Galilee. I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see. The land was made whole by the matchless seal of the stranger of Galilee. Just look of compassion, his words of love, they shall never forgotten be. When sin-sick and helpless he saw me there, this stranger of Galilee, he showed me his hand and his riven side, and he said, whispered it was of me. A burden fell off at the distant feet of the stranger of Galilee. The thought I can love him forever, so gracious and tender was he. I claimed him that day as my Savior, this stranger of Galilee. I heard him speak east, angry way of that turbulent raging sea, and though a spirit of the water still, this stranger of Galilee, a peaceful, a quiet, and holy calm now and ever abides with me. He holds my life in his mighty hand, the stranger of Galilee. Come ye, you are driven in tempest tossed, and his gracious salvation seen. He'll quiet my storm with his peace be still, this stranger of Galilee. He bids me to go and the story tell, may ever to you will be. Only you let him with you abide, the stranger of Galilee. And I thought I could love him forever, so gracious and tender was he. Except today as your Savior, the stranger of Galilee. wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Okay, that is four things that Yahshua was made unto us by the Father. So that's the name of our subject today, is wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Through the Yahshua. And so we start 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13, that's our memory of the verse. And then we read the whole chapter. But of him are ye in the Yahshua Messiah, who of Yahweh is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that groweth, let him glory in the Yeshua. Alright, let's go to Jeremiah 9:24 and see what he has to say on that. 9:24. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Yahshua, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Yahshua. In verse 25 of Jeremiah 9, it says, behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua. Now this is the Son talking, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Okay, so it says, Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. So the heathen nations around Israel are uncircumcised in the flesh, as well as the heart, but the Israel that are circumcised in the flesh, they're uncircumcised in the heart. Now we have a cross-reference here, Jeremiah 4:4. It says that, circumcise yourselves unto the Yahshua, and take away the foreskin of your heart, ye men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare ye in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the defense cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Now what is the standard? Well, we'll learn about that later. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. Okay, now in Jeremiah 1:13-15, talks about that. It says that, and the word of Yahweh came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, means a pot that was boiling, with hot water in it, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Yahweh said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. Okay. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north. Okay, where is the north at? Up around the North Pole. There in the Netherlands, up there in Europe, says Yahweh, Yahshua. And they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. Isn't that what they have done today? Isn't that what they are doing now? And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands. Now therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land, and they shall fight against thee. Who are we talking about here? Jeremiah's prophecy is for this 12th hour that we're in now. And here's the ones that have fallen away, that was representing Judah and Israel. Well, the Seventh-day Adventist Church and her three feeding pastors, Vision, Common, and Gilead, they've come and gone. Okay. And they were in charge of the former and the latter reign of the truth in which they published. But they've come and gone, the people that published the former and the latter reign. Adventists, and the Davidian Seventh-day Adventists, and the Branch Davidians, the Seventh-day Adventists. There are three groups of Seventh-day Adventists, folks. There's your Jesse, the father of David. There's David, the rod. And there is the branch representing Yahshua. Three feeding pastors, three divisions of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We have the mother, Bashan, the daughters, Carmel, and Gilead. Right? It says, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahshua, to deliver thee. Here's that. Yahshua has always come for one purpose, to deliver and to do what it says here in Corinthians, that he has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is to his remnant that he has redeemed out of Judah and Israel. These are Jeremiah is talking about here in Jeremiah 1. So we'll start with the first verse now of the first chapter of Jeremiah and get a little bit more of a description of what we're talking about. For the words of the Jeremiah, the son of the Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, unto whom the word of Yahweh came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. He came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of the Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of the Judah, unto the carrying away of Yahrush and captive in the 5th month. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, behold, I have formed thee in the belly. I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Yahweh Elohim, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahweh said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. When Yahweh raises up a messenger, when there is a prophet on the scene and he raises up a messenger in the midst of those people, it means he's raised up an inspired mouthpiece to speak messages of whatever that prophet needs to know, of what he needs to know so he can keep his ship straight. All right? Be not afraid of their faces. Verse 8. For I am with thee to deliver thee. Here's that word, deliver thee again. Saith Yahshua. Then Yahshua put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yahshua said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over their kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now that's what the house of David is commissioned to do today. We have this same commission of Jeremiah. In other words, this is a renewal of Jeremiah's mission, commission unto the house of David today. Then he says there in verse 11, moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Yahweh unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of Yahweh came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. We've already read that. Okay. So now, we go back now to 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, and we restart with verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of the Yahshua Messiah through the will of the Father. Sosthenes, our brother. So it speaks about the same kind of language here in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. He said, Paul, a servant of the Yahshua Messiah, called to be an apostle, separated unto the teaching of the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Son from the Father. I added all of that in between. And then verse 2, Romans 1, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son Yahshua Messiah, our Savior, which was made of the seed of David according unto the flesh, and declared to be the Son of Yahweh with power. So we were made of the seed of David according unto the flesh. In our day, I was. But declared to be the Son of Yahweh and power. Now, we have a scripture there in John 1:12 that uses that same description. We might quickly turn to it and read it. But as many as received him, those that received Yahshua the Son, unto them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even unto them that believe on his name. Then it says here in Romans 8:15, it says, Ye judge after flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law, that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. And now we go back to Romans chapter 1, and we says, in verse 4 again, and declared to be the Son of Yahweh with the power, according unto the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Okay, now by whom we have received, and where that word power again show up? It shows up there in Hebrews 13:20. It shows up there again. We might quickly read that. It says, Now the peace of Yahweh that brought again from the dead our Yahshua Messiah, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, makes you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through the Yahshua Messiah, unto whom it be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Okay. Didn't have the word power there, but it means the same thing. Okay, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, Paul called to be an apostle of Yahshua Messiah through the will of the Father, and Sosthenes, our brother. Okay, now Sosthenes was also called unto the church of Yahweh, which is at Corinth, unto them that are sanctified in the Yahshua Messiah, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Yahshua, Yahshua Messiah, our Savior, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from the Yahshua Messiah. I thank my Elohim always on your behalf for the grace of the Elohim which is given you by the Yahshua Messiah, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testament Yahshua was confirmed in you, so that you come behind and no gift, waiting for the coming of our Savior Yahshua Messiah. All right, so now what is that? In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it talks about the second coming of Yahshua. We might quickly turn to that. We can find it here. It says, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Yahshua himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Yahweh. And the dead in Yahshua shall rise first. And it's strange, we have a man named Trump on the scene today. And Yahshua has already ascended from heaven during this 12th hour. We realized his presence in 2002 at the Passover in Kermit. So, he comes with the trump of Yahweh. So it says, and the dead in Yahshua shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them and the cloud to meet the Yahshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Yahshua. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Alright. So we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Okay, it says, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, Yahweh is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son Yahshua Messiah our Savior. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. So, the man that I get my Shepherd Rod books from, he has the publishing place for them at his place in the Carolinas, and his name is Donnie Adair, and he's been a fierce protector of the Shepherd Rod material ever since V.T. Holliff died. And he loves the rod, but we don't see eye to eye on hardly anything in Adventist doctrine. So I love the rod, and I use it all the time, and I'm consistent with it. I've been through all of it at least a couple of times. Thoroughly all the way through from beginning to end, and I've only upgraded my understanding on what I had before. But I didn't change anything other than just put a newer understanding on old stuff. In other words, you talk about taking new wine, taking them out of old bottles. Okay. But we don't do that. We can't come together because he doesn't understand what he was called for. He doesn't understand that he was just called to protect and publish and keep alive the rod publications. He doesn't realize that. He thinks he was called to be a prophet and to teach the plan of salvation through this one man, and that's V.T. Holliff. He says everything dovetails into V.T. Holliff resurrecting it, and that will bring the fulfillment of the rod for this man. If V.T. Holliff resurrects, and then this man will take it and go and start to continue to follow him the rest of the way. So he's still depending on one man's mind to interpret all truths. And so, there's no way that we can come together and be united. Unless there be a miracle take place, But he is responding to my wife's health reform program, and him and his wife, and they're loving it. And so we'll see what the future holds for this. But anyway, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 11, "For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are the house of Shiloh, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Yeshua. And is Yeshua divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" I thank Yahweh that I baptized none of you, but Creptus and Guy, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other, for Yahshua sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Okay. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the Yahshua, or lest the cross of Yahshua should be made none effect. For the preaching of the cross is unto them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of Yahweh. So, there's that power of Yahweh again. 1 Corinthians 3:14. It says that, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And in other words, he's not judged of any natural, unspiritual man in the congregation. For who hath known the mind of the Yahshua, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Yahshua. Okay. Now we do a little thing here on Romans 11:34. We look at that for a minute. It says, "For who hath known the mind of the Yahshua? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and unto him are all things, and to him be glory forever." Hallelujah. He says in Isaiah 40, verse 13, we might turn and read that back quick. It says, "Who hath directed the spirit of the Yeshua, or being his counselor, and hath taught him?" Isaiah chapter 40 is a very good chapter. Let's just go ahead and read the whole chapter. It says, comfort ye my people, saith your Yahweh. Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned. Well, what is this? When is this? This is in the time of the judgment of the living, and that we're in now. And we said this when we left Kermit 2002, was separated from the final body of the Adventist Church. We said we have been, he said, your sins have been pardoned, that you had committed for the last 33 years, adding sin to sin. Now I'll go and read that verse 2 again. It says, "Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem, and say unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Yahshua's hand double for all her sin. For the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Yahshua, make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohim." Well, this is where we were at, in the desert, when we were delivered from Gilead Center. We were out in the desert. "Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Yahshua shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahshua has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the spirit of the Yahshua bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Savior shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice. With strength lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim. Behold, the Yahshua, Messiah, will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Who is his arm? That's his right-hand servant that has been purified and sanctified through obedience unto the truth of the sanctuary, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. There's that work before him again. Okay, it says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the best of the earth in a measure, and weighted the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of Yahweh, or been his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed unto him the way of understanding? Now we go to 1 Corinthians 2:16, and we might learn something there. It says, for who hath known the mind of the Yahshua that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Yahshua. Now, it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in the Yahshua. So now as we go back to Isaiah 40, behold, the nations are as a drop of bucket, verse 15, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Unto him then will you liken Yahweh, or what likeness will you compare unto him? For the workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth over with gold, and casteth silver change. And he that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooses the tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved, sitting up in the idol in the form of a graven image. All right, Isaiah 41:7, it says, so the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. Okay, what does that sound like? It sounds like Jeremiah 10. It sounds like Jeremiah 10. Let's go look at Jeremiah 10 a minute. Sounds like the Seventh-day Adventists. It's a proxy for the Adventist Church, I know that. Because they have duplicated exactly what is described here in these scriptures about cutting a tree out of the forest and putting it right up there in the place of the pulpit in their churches on every Christmas. They do it every year. Hear ye the word which the Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them, for the presence of the people are vain, for one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten with nails and with hammers, that it move not, They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like thee, unto thee, O Yahshua, thou art great, and thy name is great in the might. Who would not fear thee, O King of the nations? For unto thee doth it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanity. Silver spread into place is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Euphrates. The work of the workmen and of the hands of the founder, blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. But the Yahshua is the true God. Said, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. Now, isn't this amazing? And this is the way that this should read from Jeremiah. I just know it is. The fact that he put the everlasting King here. Because that's exactly what Yahshua is notorious for, as being crowned prophet, priest, and king after his resurrection. So let's read that verse 10 again, Jeremiah 10. But the Yahshua is the true king. He is the true savior. He is the living king and an everlasting king. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. So isn't this only fitting? I just know the translators did that on purpose. If they were shown by inspiration that they're talking about this everlasting king, okay, then why would they put these pagan titles, not even names, for these here, for Baal of the Old Testament? Why would they give this king, Yahshua, why would they give him this pagan title of Lord, upper and lower case, which is referring to Yahshua, the king? Say, he is the true God. He is the true God? Who is the false God? Jeremiah did not put it that way. He did not believe that for one minute. Because he knew who Yahweh was. He knew who the Son was. Okay? So Jeremiah, I just know he said, but the Yahshua is the true King. He is the living King and an everlasting King. See, it's got the conjunction and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. So now you go to Psalm 76, 7, and we can read a cross-reference there to that. It says, Even thou art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Now, this is David talking to Yahshua, the Messiah. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. And it says that all judgment was given unto this Yahshua, the Messiah, here on earth. And David confirmed this in Psalm 76, verse 8. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared, and it was still. When Yahweh rose his judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Selah, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of the wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Yahshua your king, that all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of the princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Alright, now in Psalm 68:35, it confirms that. It says that, O Yahshua, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The Yahshua, the king of Israel, is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be the Yahshua. Here's that word power again. And that, and Isaiah 66:5, it just goes on. It says, come and see the works of the Yahshua. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. For he turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. And who was leading those children of Israel? Yahshua, with Moses, and Aaron, and Miriam. Those four people were the main leaders that led the children of Israel through the wilderness and through the Red Sea. He said he turned the sea into dry land, and he went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. So Yahshua ruleth by his power forever, and that's the power of the Father. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. O bless our King, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Which holdeth our soul in the life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O Yahshua, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows. This is David talking here. Which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken. And when I was in trouble, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings. With the incense of rams, I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear Yahweh. And I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him when my mouth, with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Yahshua will not hear me. So if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Yahshua will not hear you. But verily Yahweh hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Yahweh, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Bless the Yahshua. It says, bless the Yahshua, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Well, it's actually got God here. It's probably best to talk about the Father now. Blessed be the Father, Yahweh, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Okay, I was reading from Psalm 66:5, and I said Isaiah 66:5, so I just finished up the 66th chapter of Psalm. All right, correction. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. Woe unto the rebellious children, saith the Yeshua, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Isaiah 29:15, it says, woe unto them that seek to hide their counsel from the Yahshua, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, or who knoweth us? Back to Isaiah 30, verse 2, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and distrust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Han. They were all ashamed of the people that could not profit them, nor be an help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south, and to the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and the old lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of the young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, unto a people that shall not profit them. for the Egyptians shall help in vain, and unto no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people. Lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh. Well, that fits the description of the Adventist church and her three feeding pastors. They had it in all three feeding pastors, Bashan, Tom, and Gilead. They had a double leadership in all three feeding pastors. They had a double leadership. Which say unto the seers, see not, and unto the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be unto you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith Yahshua Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. But ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. Now, isn't this amazing? This is what happened to the Adventist movement from 1844 to 2003. This is exactly what happened. This description right here, 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And I've always thought that there should be some scriptures that would explain why the Adventist church dwindled down one feeding pasture after the other. Every time they would move from one feeding pasture to the other, they had less sheep that followed them, that followed the shepherd. Until he got down to the last shepherd, Brother Stevie Johnson, and he had no sheep at all. He just had a few members of his family. And he had a couple or three other strangers, like myself, and Catherine, and Amy DeLong, and Alan DeLong. That's all he had. He had four of us there that were considered on the other side. We were considered like the sheep and the goats, only they thought we were the goats and they were the sheep, instead it was the other way around. For it says in Isaiah 30 verse 18, therefore will the Yahshua wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you, for the Yahshua is a king of judgment. Let's do that again. For the Yahshua is a judge of judgment. And blessed are all they that wait for him. And in Jeremiah 17:7, it confirms that. Let's go look at Jeremiah 17:7. It says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Yahshua, and whose hope the Yahshua is. Okay. So it says that in Isaiah 30, verse 19, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Yahverishman. For the people. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Donald Trump, the President of the United States, says, we officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of all Israel, and so did the proprietors of the whole city, Jerusalem. So that means that he's saying the Catholics have got to get out, that are in charge of those nativity sites over there, the Muslims, the Palestinians, and about 100 different sects of people are going to have to get out of there. But they're not going willingly, and so therefore they're going to have to be forcibly removed from that place. This is a good sign of where we're at in the stream of time. This happens right on the heels of a 70-year jubilee period, or a 50-year jubilee period, as well as a 70-year year of release. 1948 and 1967 marks a 70-year and a 50-year period that ends here in 2017. Starting 2018, okay? Isaiah 30, verse 20. And though the Asher give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, you shall not, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. The remnant's eyes are going to be open to see the true teachers, who they really are. And they're going to be inspired people. Verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. So you're going to have a voice in behind you. It says, your ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Verse 22, you shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver and the ornaments of thy molten images of gold. Okay, and so that's what happened when I gave Brother Johnson that book, Fossilized Customs, condemning the idolatry and exposing the idolatry that was being practiced at Gilead Center. And when I did that, I fulfilled this verse 22 here of Isaiah 30. You shall defile also the covering of thy graven images, he's talking about the house of the antitypical David, of silver, and the ornament of the molten images of Yahweh. Thou shalt cast them away as a minstrel's cloth, thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and they shall be fat and plenteous. Right now we got to clean up the earth, and the earth in prophecy starts at the United States. Got to clean it up. Got to clean out all the wickedness. Yahweh is already raising up destruction from the coast of the earth, from the east to the west, and he's bringing judgment upon this land in order to purify it, cleanse it, and get it ready. Okay, it says, in that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. Oh, we're going to have animals. To have to let them feed in large pastures. What are they going to be used for? The oxen likewise, and the young asses that ear the ground shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain, upon every high hill, rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter, Ezekiel 9 started in 2002 at the headwaters, Gilead Center, at the ancient men before the house, Ezekiel 9 said, with the five angels with a slaughtering weapon, five angels' messages, five stones in antitypical David's shepherd bag. Verse 26, Isaiah 30. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, and the day that the Yahshua bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their womb. And if ye behold the name of the Yeshua cometh from far, burning with anger, with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy, his lips are full of the indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream, shall reach into the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with a sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of the heart as when one doeth with a pipe to come unto the mountain of the Yeshua, unto the mighty one of Israel. And this here mighty one of Israel always refers to Yeshua. The Almighty always refers to the Father. And the Yeshua shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with the scattering and tempest and hailstones, for through the voice of the Yeshua shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with the rod. You can say, shall the Assyrian or the Babylonian, they're interchangeable, and in every place where the ground of staff shall pass, which the Yeshua shall lay upon him, he shall be with the tablets and harps, and in the battles of shaking shall he fight with it. For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The power thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Yeshua, like a stream of brimstone, shall doth kindle it. This brings a close to us today. This hour contacts us at the 11th hour call, and it's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Showers of blessing. There should be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There should be seasons refreshing. Set from the Savior above, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing. Precious, we love you again. Over the hills and the valleys, sign of abundance of rain, showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, and for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Yah. Grant us now refreshing, come and now unto the heavens. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we plead. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we need, there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as the hour confessing, now as on Yashiva we call, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops around us the